Good evening, Abba Yisrael. Good evening. Good evening. Hope you're all well. We'll be learning tonight in Mitzvah Hashem some very important halachas, such as what happens if somebody is in the middle of reciting Shema and then he's being called up for an aliyah. What does he do? What is the correct practice? What happens, similar question, what happens if somebody is called up for lining? Nobody can line. Only one person can line. And he is in the middle of saying Shema. What shall he do? And we shall also be discussing, does it make a difference as to whether he's a Kohen or not for the Aliyah? For the first question I mentioned with regards to Aliyah, if somebody's called up and he's in the middle of saying Shema, does it make a difference as to whether he's a Kohen? Or does it not make a difference if he's a Kohen? If somebody's, yes, it does. What would you say? Then what's going to be with that? Very good. Good. Okay, so we'll be speaking about that in Mitzvah Hashem. Prior to starting, though, I want to share with you a story that I saw yesterday, which is very relevant to what we're learning. There was a very great tzaddik, a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer in Hungary, called Mahari Asad, Rabbi Yehuda Asad. Mahari, Moreno Rav, Rabbi Yehuda Asad. He was a Hungarian tzaddik in Godoil. He wrote Shailes and Shuv as Yehuda Yale. He was an outstanding, one of the poskim, one of the great halachic authorities in Hungary of the previous century. He was an unbelievable tzaddik and a gon. One of his talmidim encountered once a pretty difficult situation. One of his talmidim, whose name I do not know, but I know he had a talmid, Rabbi Yehuda Asad had a talmid, once got into a very difficult situation. In that, there was a goy who, I don't know exactly the circumstances, but I do know, it was a goy who was about to kill him. He found himself in a slightly unpleasant situation, and the goy was about to kill him. And he was a roitzach, a proper roitzach, and he wants to kill him. And this Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Asad, again, I don't know what his name was, but I know it was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Asad. He said, I'll pay you anything, but just let me out of it. Let me free. I want to get out. Give me my life. I'll pay you anything you want. He said, no, he wasn't interested. I'm going to kill you. Okay. So he said, please, I'll pay you. I'll do whatever you want. Just get me free out of here. And the Ritzach said, no, I'm going to kill you. That's it. He said, okay, please, one thing. Can I just ask for one favor? And the Ritzach said, okay, what would you like? He said, I just want to say Shema. I know my end is coming near. I have another few minutes. Please give me a few minutes. I want to recite Shema. I want to say Shema. So the Tzach said, okay, fine, I can delay this for 3 minutes. It's fine. You go on and say Shema. Fine. You want to say Shema? Go and say Shema. So this Talmud of Yehuda Asad, unfortunately, again, I don't know who he was and I don't know who he became, but I know that he was a Talmud of this Godel Hador. He then said, okay, fine, give me a few minutes. And with Gvaltiga, we can only imagine what Kavana he had. In fear, in trembling, he was his final Shema, he accepting the Ebono Shel Olam's kingdom, and he said Shema with closed eyes, with Kavona. You can imagine what Kavona that was. Few last final minutes of his life, and he had his eyes closed firmly and tightly, and he was saying Shema. When he completed Shema, he said, okay, fine, that's the end of it now. I'm going to give my life over for Al Kiddush Hashem. He's about to kill me. And he opened his eye, and he looks, and he's not there. He looks right, and this person has disappeared, vanished. He looks to the left. He's disappeared. He's vanished. He's into thin air. He's not there. And he suddenly realized, the mess happened over here. I don't know what's going on. And he looked and he disappeared. And his life was spared. First thing he does, he runs straight to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Asad. And he says, can you explain to me this? He told him the episode and the incident. And he asks his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Asad, can you explain to me what's going on over here? What is this? Why was a zoiche for his nest? And Rabbi Yehuda Asad asked him, tell me, how did you say Shema? He said, well, you can imagine how I was saying Shema. I was saying Shema with all my kavanah. He said, did you ever in your life say Shema like you said Shema today when it happened? He said, no, I've never said Shema like that. So Rabbi Yehuda Asad says, this incident comes to teach you, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants to teach you how to say Shema. This is the way you say Shema. That's the morale of the story. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Asad said. So this is a story that I saw and I thought that it's very much in line with what we're learning and I felt like sharing it with you. Okay. Siman Samach Vav. We're up to Siv Beis. Siv Beis and Siv Beis continues in our in theme of what exactly you're allowed to interrupt, when you're allowed to interrupt in Shema. So we learned Siv Aleph is teach. It told us a little bit that really Shema is divided into few sections. There's the first pasuk, which is extremely stringent. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and comes v'ahavta, which is one paragraph. Vayim Shemaya and Parsha Tzitzit at the end. They're all really separate paragraphs. And we learned they're obviously not written together in the Torah. They're separate paragraphs, and therefore there's a very big distinction, a big difference between paragraphs and mid paragraph. Very much in line with that, we're continuing to see base top line of page 40. Im shochach leaniach tzitzis. If a person forgot to put on tzitzis vetfilin. So a person was was in a very unfortunate situation. He didn't put on tzitzis or tefillin. And he now is up to Shema. So say he didn't have tzitzis and tefillin, for whatever the reason may be, and he only received and obtained the tzitzis whilst he was actually reciting Shema. So im shochach leaniach tzitzis vetfilin, he's now suddenly able to actually put on his tzitzis and tefillin. Yochoy lehafsik, is allowed to interrupt bein haprokim, between the paragraphs, l'anicham, ve'yivorich aleihem. So the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is, if a person, for some reason, did not have talis or tefillin prior to Shema, he's allowed to, in between paragraphs, stop and put on talis and put on tefillin, and even say a brocha between paragraphs. The Rama adds the following. V'yesh oim sam ad shelo yivorich aleihem. You should not make a brocha ad achatfinot till after shmoyne esav v'achinoyuk leinian talis, and that is certainly the minhag with regards to talis. So the Rama says that actually, with regards to the brocha, he said it's not so poshut, and yes, you're certainly allowed to put it on between the paragraphs, both the talis and tefillin. But with regards to talis, you should only make the brocha, certainly without the talis, you should only make the brocha later on at the end of Shemoyne Esther. So he disagrees with regards to the brocha, and he said the brocha, certainly of talis, should be made only afterwards. You should put it on now in between paragraphs, but certainly with regards to the brocha of talis, you should only do that later on. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yudala teaches us, Im Shochach Osher Onus. It's not only if you forgot, as I mentioned, it's only if you forgot. It's only if you forgot to put on talis and tefillin. The same halacha would apply if it's an oynes. Shelo yehoyu lo tzitzis with tefillin mitchila. He didn't have tzitzis and tefillin, and he now suddenly gets hold of talis and tefillin. He should put them on between paragraphs. And according to Shulchan Aruch, should make a bracha immediately. According to the Rama, he should make the bracha of talis later on after Shemoyne Esrei. Seif Gimel lekadesh. Yimashmesh betzitzis, we learned in a few places, should be mashmesh with the tzitzis, and you can still make a bracha. Okay. Yeah. It's not ma'akev. The atifas ishmelim is not ma'akev. Pardon? It appears from the Losh Naramo indeed. Yeah. Right. Yeah, Siv Gimel. Lekadesh ukdusha ulebaruchu. What happens if you are reciting Shema, and now the Chazan and Tzibur is saying Kadesh, ukdusha, ubaruchu? Yeah, meaning is up to baruchu, Kadesh ukdusha, middle of Shema. What should you do? So the Shulchan Aruch says, mafsik, you should interrupt, afilu be'emtza posuk, even if you're in the middle of a posuk, in the middle of Shema. You're in the middle of a paragraph, in the middle of a pasuk. You're allowed to interrupt to respond to Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruchu. So the Kaddish, Kedusha, or the Baruchu, mafsik afilo be'emtza, you interrupt even in the middle of a pasuk. Ve'chel le'moedin, also for moedim anachto loch, you should also interrupt in the middle of a pasuk. Aval yoimah, but you should only say, elotevas moedim, you should only say the word moedim. And as the Mishnah Berurah explains, it doesn't actually mean the word moedim, it means the three words moedim anachto loch. So again, if you're up to, the tzibu, the chazan, the kele is up to Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruchu, and Moedim, you should interrupt even in the middle of a pasuk if that's what they're up to. It says the Rama, V'chein, Baruchu, Lo Yoyma, Yisbach, V'Yishtabach, You should not extend it. You should only mamish, only say the very least. V'yesh oimrim da amen she'oni ma'achah birkes okei la'kodosh v'achah shemei ha'tfilah. This says the Ramah, the amen that is after Baruch Atah Hashem okei la'kodosh, and similarly also the amen of Baruch Atah Hashem shemei ha'tfilah, yesh lo din kedusha, it has the same halacha yesh lo din kedusha, it's got the same halacha of kedusha, v'yuchal lanu es oisam, and you should respond to them, you should say that as well, b'kiyah shemed lo v'kiyah shema, v'chenika, and that is the main halacha. V'lechol han amile, poiskim mikol shken, bo'i metachnunim. He says, even more so, you're allowed to interrupt, if you're mid of psuk de zimra, you're certainly allowed to interrupt, you're meant to interrupt, for, again I repeat, kadesh, kedusha, borcho, moidim, and according to the Ramah, also the Amen of Akela Kodosh, and also the Amen of Shemea Tefillah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Mizan, the second white line. Lekadish, haynu Amen Yehi Shemei Rabba Ad Olmayo. So you should say, when we say, you should say Kaddish in the middle of Shema, you should say Amen Shemei Rabba until the word Olmayo. Velo Yoimar, and you shall not say Yisbarach. You shall not, certainly not say the word Yisbarach. We have learned previously these various opinions in Minhagim as to whether you say Amen Shemei Rabba Shemei Yisbarach, or you should leave this out. He says over here, if you're in the middle of Shema, according to all opinions, any Minhagim, you should not say and add the word Yisbarach, just say Amen Shemei Rabba Shemei Yisbarach Olmayo, and you should stop there, if you're in the middle of Shema. V'yane Amen Achad Damiron Be'almo, you should also say the Amen after Damiron Be'almo, אבל אל תסקבל יהיה שלמה או יש שלום לא יענה אומן. Mishnah Berurah now says, quantifies a bit what the Shulchan Aruch said. Shulchan Aruch said you should respond and you should reply to Kaddish in the middle of Shema. It says that Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't mean any Amen of Kaddish. He says the following Amens you should not say if you're in the middle of Shema. The Amen of Tiskabel, Yehi Shlomo, Oise Shalom, you should not say Amen. Ki einoi elo minik, this is merely a minik, v'leKedusha, and with regards to Kedusha, Yehi Merah Kodosh, Uboruch, Shizu Ik Kedusha, you should only say with regards to Kedusha, you should only say Kodosh, Uboruch, that's the main part of Kedusha, v'lo Yimloch, but you should not say the additional part, which is Yimloch, the further bit of Yimloch, you should not say that, that's not the Ikka part of Kedusha, v'konshkin shalo yema nekadesh, v'sha advorim shumasifim b'shabbos, certainly not the nekadesh, or keser, any parts like that, which is added on Shabbos, you should certainly not say, that's not the main part, and you remember, you're in the middle of Shema, you should not only say the main parts indeed. And all this, even if you're in the middle of the paragraphs, in between paragraphs, you should not say that. So, let's just recap what the Shulchan Aruch said. I'm going to go over the words of the Shulchan Aruch again. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about somebody who's in the middle of Shema, Siv Gimel. Lekadesh, you should respond to Kaddish, to Kedusha, v'Bochu. Mafzik, afilu be'emtza ha'posuk, in the middle of posuk, v'chel le'moidim, and also moidim. Mishnah Berurah defined Kaddish, doesn't mean the whole part of Kaddish, just the main part. Kedusha, again, doesn't mean the whole part of Kedusha, just the main part of Kedusha. Bochu means the whole Bochu. And with regards to Moidim, it also only means the words Moidim and Achnu Loch. These are the things you should say in the middle of Shema. With regards to Moidim, you should only say Moidim and Achnu Loch. Now, continues the Ramah, v'chein v'boch, lo yoyim ha'izbach v'ishtabach, v'yish oim da omen, sh'oni ma'achah birkas, okay la'kodosh, you should say, the omen after okay la'kodosh, v'achah shemeat filin, after shemeat filin, or should say omen, yesh l'din kedusha, it's got the halach of kedusha, v'yuch ala'an, it's oisam v'kiyah shema, v'chein ikah. These are the words, and that's how we pass them. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, v'si, yeah. Yeah. Sentence does not make sense. Yeah, so it's interesting that we don't find over here, as far as I know, we don't find that you should actually go back. I'm not sure. I don't think we find that you should go back, but it's definitely defined. It's definitely a good practice to actually go back to the beginning of the pasuk. Even if you go back to the beginning of the pasuk, it still doesn't make sense. In the middle of a paragraph, you say something, then you start thinking, right. How does the actual pasuk make sense? How does it work? I don't know. It's a good error. Rabbi said, what do you think about Rabbi Gideon asked the question? He says, actually, what you are saying now, the sentence that you're saying now, actually doesn't make sense anymore. You're saying, Rafta Hashem Aleikecha, Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh. And how does that make sense? Or you're saying, Rafta Hashem Aleikecha, Moedim Anach Noloch. And then you carry on. It doesn't really, how does that, It doesn't make sense anymore. And that's clearly what we're learning, that you should do. But I think it's a very good aura. It's a good aura. I'm not sure what a rationale is, what our understanding for that is.
And, yeah,
maybe that's two elements. One is you're talking on two levels. Do you know, like when you're talking to your wife and the kids are interrupting you? Do you know that? It's a bit like that, maybe. Yeah, you're talking on two levels. Yeah. You should definitely wait. Yeah. Correct. Definitely. Okay. Yeah. Sif Dalet is now going to the Shaila that we mentioned earlier. We're moving on. Slightly different topic, which is what happens to somebody who is called for an Aliyah LaTorah and he's actually in the middle of Shema. This is very relevant for Kohanim. Happens every now and then. Our representative from the Kohanim and from the Leviim. We've got Kohanim Leviim over here. What's the halacha, boy? Says, if that happened to you, I'm sure you never come late, but I'm just saying maybe you're davening once, very long Shema, and suddenly you're called up as a Kohen. And our boy says, same can apply to Levim as well. Yeah. So what happens then? What are you meant to do? You're in the middle of Shema and you're being called up. What happens? And what happens to Israel is called up? Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Kohen, Siv Dalet. Kohen. A Kohen. Was saying Shema, and he was called up. He was called literally to read the Torah. Yesh mi she'oyma. Some say shemafsik, that he interrupts. V'yesh mi she'oyma, and others say she'einoy mafsik, he shall not interrupt. V'halocha, and the halocha kidvarov is like him. Halacha is like him, that we do not interrupt. So we have over here a difference of opinion, and Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kohen Chof Dalet goes into greater detail, and he says the following. Kriya Shema, the same applies, Oishahoyo, Oisik, Bevirkoy Seah, the same halacha also applies if he's in the middle of Birka Shema, Bein Shu Oimid Be'emtza Perek, and it makes no difference if he's in the middle of a paragraph, or Bein Apoikimu, between paragraphs, it makes no difference. The cost of Eli Rabbah, the Eli Rabbah says, for the Derech HaChaim and the Derech HaChaim, they all say, the Bein Gudel Letfila Loyale Afilim Koro. That's clear, that if somebody is, if it's in God, between Gudel Letfila, if you're after Gaal Yisrael and you haven't started Shemone Esser, then whatever happened, it shouldn't go up. That's totally out of discussion. Vein Tzorich Loima, Pei Emtza Shemone Esser, and certainly if you're in the middle of Shemone Esser, there's nothing to talk about. So if you started saying Baruch Hu Hashem Gaal Yisrael, and or you start in the middle of Shemone Esser, there is nothing to talk about. If you're called up even 100 times, you don't go up. The question is only, what the machloikas of here is only what happens if you're in the middle of Shema, or, as the Mishnah Berurah says, in the middle of Birkas Shema. And we're saying that's a machloikas. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotten Chof Hei, Shemafsik, he says the following. Why are we talking about a coin over here? Why is a coin over here? So maybe you must emphasize that we are talking, what's Shulchan Aruch talking about? What case exactly is Shulchan Aruch talking about? Somebody called up for lining or for called up as an aliyah or lining? What is it?
Aliyah.
Very good. He is talking about aliyah, but Shulchan Aruch says, V'korou likrois batoire. Very good. You're quite right. Because in the olden days, whoever was called up for an aliyah would actually line, would actually read. So that's how it used to be. So that's what we're talking about. What really the halacha we're discussing now is really with regards to being called up for an aliyah. So the Mishnah Berurah said in Sif Kotten Chof Hei, why is it that this opinion holds? What would you suggest, actually? Why does this opinion hold that you have to go up to we have machloikas, Shulchan Aruch says two opinions. Why does this opinion hold that you go up and you go up for an aliyah? Why? Very embarrassing. You're in the middle of Shema, hugely embarrassing. You say, you know, you make a sign like this. You've seen it, right? You've all seen it. You've got 80 people, 100 people waiting for you, looking at you, and you're saying like this. It's quite embarrassing. So you're right. You're saying that the opinion holds, you go up and you have the aliyah is because of embarrassment. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kotn Chofei, Shemafsik, you do interrupt, that opinion holds, Toha Mipnei Kovet Habriyos, because we make sure the Torah always ensures that people are respectful and respected. Ve'yirosom, and we mafsik anal, and that's why he's interrupted. For Kolshkin Mipnei Kovet HaTorah, there's even more, there's an element of Kovet HaTorah as well. Where somebody's been called up for an aliyah, and it's all being, suddenly all becomes a, uncomfortable situation. It's not covered at Torah. You're called up for the Torah, you go up straight away, and you make the bracha. It's not covered at Torah, it's not covered at base, it's not covered at Torah. Velefize. Oh, so Rabbi Yisai, so does that make a difference as to whether it's a Kohen, a Levi, or a simple commoner?
Yeah, because otherwise what? You should leave the Olam.
Oh, very good, we'll get to that.
He's the only Kohen.
Oh, very good, we'll get to that. Oh, very good, we'll get to that. He's the only Kohen, maybe. Very good, we'll get to that. Rabbi Yisai, why should there be a difference? Is there a difference in Kohen and Yisrael? What is your taina? Difference? Kohen? Yeah. Does this halacha, if this halacha, Shulchan Aruch is talking about a Kohen. Shulchan Aruch, let's look at the words. Kohen shel Kohen ki Hashema. So, here there's a machlokes. What about Yisrael? What's the difference about Yisrael? You say that Yisrael should certainly what? He has to. So the whole machloek is all regard to a kohen. Is that what we're talking about? If a kohen is being called up, so Yisrael should not go. But one second. The reason that we just said is what's the reason? Why should he go up to the aliyah? Why should he go up? Because kavod habriyos, kavod haTorah. Is there a difference between kohenim and Yisraelim? I mean, we're all machshir our kohenim very much. We are all very choshev, but are Yisraelim any less choshev? Are Yisraelim less choshev than Kohanim, Rabbi Yisai?
Yes.
Okay, so we don't have to look after the respect of Yisraelim.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. We'll get to that as well. Very good. Okay, but according, we'll get to that in a minute. Mishnah is going to speak about that. So, really, according to the rationale that the Mishnah is saying over here, that Kovod HaBriyos, it makes absolutely no difference if it's a Kohen Levi Yisrael. If it's being called up, it's very embarrassing to be standing. You go up, and that's what the Mishnah says. The lefize, according to that, filu korole Yisrael alos laTorah. Even if it's Yisrael, a normal commoner, and he's being called up for an aliyah, gamken mafsik, he should also interrupt. Afilu beemtza kiryat shema. Even if it's in the middle of kiryat shema, you are being called up. You go up for an aliyah. For lo noker the shulchan aruch koyein. So why did the shulchan aruch speak about a koyein? It's not only a koyein. Whoever is called up, you go up. So why is the Shulchan Aruch talking about a Kohen? And that's going back to Mr. Berlin's point. There's an additional chiddush. There's a chiddush over here. The following. The reason is, we would have thought that a Kohen is different. With a Kohen, there's always an additional problem. For Kohenim, we're always concerned that if we call up a Kohen and he doesn't go, there's a chashash, which we find in the Gemara, that we maybe say, oh, actually, he's a Shvacher Kohen. His yichas is questionable. It's called Pgam Kohen. He's not with his yichas is questionable. Therefore, if we call up a Kohen and he doesn't go up because he's in the middle of Shema, we are concerned that people are going to start shmuzing. You know how quickly people start talking. By the end of Shemana Esa, everybody's going to say, you know, he's not a good Kohen. You know how quick it goes. People are going to start schmoozing immediately. By the end of Musaf, he's finished. The whole room has spread in town. His yichas is a questionable yichas. So therefore, when it comes to Kohen, we're particularly, there would have been a Havamina, that we're more, the halach is different with regards to Kohen. But now we're saying, no, the halach is, and there's no difference in Kohen Yisraelim and the Machloek is identical. So he says, we wouldn't have said that there's no chash of Pkam, him loyal should see all of last, you apostle, Kvin Demasha in the oil, Mishum Shaim, Mokum Shain Rashal Hafsig, Empers of Pkam, Viedu, I called him a high time. So Halachle Meister, Rabbi said this, we're learning there's no difference between Kohen and Yisrael. So Halachle Meister, what do we do? So we learned that the Mishnah, that the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions. if you're in the middle of Shema, one opinion says you do go up, the other opinion says you don't go up, and the halachic dvarav that you don't interrupt. The Mishnah Berurah here says halach lemaisin sifkot nechovav the following. V'achoinim kosu dekayoyim nowadays. Noyagin ha'olam. Rabbi say halach lemaisa. Noyagim ha'olam. The meaning nowadays is kayesh oimrim kamalak, the first opinion that we do interrupt. And even if you're in the middle of a pasuk and you're being called up, you go up. And even if he's a Yisrael was being called up, he's in the middle of Kriyas Shema. After Nuchal Hasig Yisrael Acher, although you may easily find another Yisrael, Afar Pikein, nevertheless, Noyagin, the custom is Shemafsikin, we interrupt Shema. Mipnei Kovid HaTorah, because of Kovid HaTorah. So it makes no difference if you are very Choshev HaKoyen, or a very Choshev HaLevi, or indeed a very Choshev HaYisraeli. If you are made of Shema, you're being called up. The Mishneh Berurah's Psak is, unlike the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishneh Berurah's Psak is, in middle of a pasuk even, you go up. Kovid HaTorah. Sorry, Koyanim, Sonim, we are no different. because the Chofetz Chaim was a Koyen. I see. yeah. So that's that. But Rabbi Sai, what about the Mishnah Berurah we'll discuss over here? What about if somebody is called up for laning? They would put the Sefer Torah on the bima, and they're looking for Baal Kaira, and there's no Baal Kaira available. Only one Baal Kaira is in the middle of Shema. What happens then? Tell him to hurry up, and you wait those 2 minutes. Everybody's going to wait for him. Everybody waits for him. He's not allowed to interrupt in the middle of Shema. We wait for him 3 minutes. We don't wait. We do wait. We don't wait. What do you think? Abshai, we wait. We don't wait.
I can say Dvar Torah. You can say something.
Yeah, let's not waste time. Say Mishneh Berurah, Dvar Torah. Yes. Yes, good. Shtei Halachot. Says the Mishneh Berurah the following. And I'm to the second wide line towards the end. V'nira poshut, it's poshut, says the Mishneh Berurah. Tima Sefer Torah munach al ha-shulchon. If the Sefer Torah is placed already on the bima, ve'ein lo ha-mishyucha likrois po, and there's nobody available who can read it, ki im, only ze, this individual, shu'oimit b'kriya shema, who is in the middle of Shema, or b'kriya se'ah, or in the middle of the b'kriya Shema, le'kule alma, according to all opinions, yochoy le'hafsik, is allowed to interrupt in the Kovod HaTorah, because of Kovod HaTorah. Easily, yes, he's allowed to interrupt. The two halachos yomit, we'll have to wait for afterwards. Ach im b'nei kalu l'sayem loy mitchela ad haperek yisayem. If we can easily, quickly get to the next paragraph, we'll ask him to the next paragraph. But really, he doesn't have to, you can interrupt the middle of a pasuk even and go up to, and because Kovod HaTorah, he can go straight away up. Okay, so just to recap, he should not be called up. And the Mishnah Berurah earlier also mentions that he shouldn't do Mishaberach, and if you're in the middle of, you should do it to the bare minimum. Mishnah Berurah mentioned earlier, don't make a Mishaberach for your uncle, great auntie, cousins, and just the bracha, the baruchu, and the bracha by lining, no more than that. That's right, Mishnah Berurah mentions, normally the halacha is, we all know, that when you have an aliyah, you should read together with the Baal Koyre. And over here, there is somebody who is in the middle of Birkas Shema, middle of Shema, he should not do so. He should only literally say the brachas, and not more than that. So you should not read together with the Baal Koyre in that incident. Okay, so just to recap what we covered. We spoke about somebody who didn't put talis and tefillin on, he only gets them in the middle of Shema. You put them on between paragraphs and you can even make a bracha. The Ramah says, certainly with regards to Talis, you should not make a bracha, you should put them on in the middle of paragraph, but you should only make the bracha after Shemoneh Esrei. Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Moedim, you're allowed to say in the middle of a pasuk in Shema, middle of paragraph. Similarly also, the Omen of Akela Kodosh and Shemea Tefillah. We then spoke about a Koyen, but we said it's not only a Koyen, it's everybody else as well, who is in the middle of Shema and is being called up. We learned that there's machloekes in Shulchan Aruch as to whether it interrupts. It doesn't interrupt. Halach lemaisa mishnah bura paskens, like the first opinion that it does interrupt because of kavod haTorah and the kavod habrias. We learned that it makes no, and again, the Mishnah pointed out, it makes no difference, Kohen Yisrael. Although, he would have thought that the Kohen is different because of Pgam, that we're worried that people are going to spread rumors about him. And we also spoke about the Aloch of somebody who's being called up for laning, that he's the only one who can lane. He can also go middle of a pasuk, middle of a paragraph, he can go up and lane. But again, he should only say the bare minimum, him as well, as the Baal Kohen. Okay, we'll carry on tomorrow, Mir Sasha.